Which brings us to the next step, which is the update on the cruise ship economic survey.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to try to be brief on a complicated subject given where we are on the agenda. So, as you probably remember, council asked staff to go out and conduct a third-party survey to understand the economic impact of cruise ships in Rockland. And we held off getting started until this committee got going, knowing that this committee would be considering that among many other factors in its work. And we were thinking of the survey as kind of a three-legged stool. One would be the intercept of cruise ship passengers to see what they spent. One would be a direct survey of local businesses on how it impacted them positively or negatively. And those two legs of the stool kind of serve as checks on each other. And then the third leg of the stool was land-based tourists. And the reason we were thinking about land-based tourists is there were stakeholders who had suggested that land-based tourism might be at risk, and they're the economic bread and butter of Rockland. So we were thinking on cruise ship days we would get at their experience as a nod and research effort. So we had our three-legged stool.
Well, who's the third party?
Land-based tourists.
No, you said a third party to help.
So the third party, we're looking at USM, but hold that thought.
Okay.
Let me explain.
So they haven't been chosen yet.
Well, they have, but let me just explain where we are and why. So the first leg of that stool, what you normally think of in a economic impact of cruise ship study, I had mentioned at the last meeting, it had mentioned to me just prior, that the Office of Tourism is conducting an intercept survey of cruise ship passengers. Now, they're looking statewide, not at Rockland specifically, but they're interviewing people in Rockland from the very same ships that we would be reaching out to. And that's problematic from a survey perspective. You never want dueling surveys racing for the same passengers. Can skew your results, and you might not get enough people to even have a statistically significant sample. So, you know, we talked in house about that with the city manager, and we've touched base with some of the counselors, and, you know, an option that we're pursuing is to understand what the state survey involves. And we got hold of the survey instrument, and in a little bit, Noel can walk you through that, and we can compare how it lines up with the sorts of things you all brainstormed about economic impact last time. But as a practical matter, it makes sense to look at the survey that's already happening and what can we leverage from that survey for the first leg of our three-legged project. So I mentioned already they're looking at Maine as a whole rather than Rockland specifically, although our understanding from them is, you know, they've got the ability to make sure they get enough numbers in Rockland that it would be statistically significant to do a Rockland-specific analysis, because I think when council asked us to do this, they were thinking they wanted something Rockland specific. And we talked to the Office of Tourism's consultant to see if it's feasible to have our own consultant work with their data. And we're working through that right now with the Office of Tourism to see what we can access in it, at what level, so that the analysis is truly a city-focused, city-consultant analysis to the extent possible. So I wanted to share with you that's a slightly different path than we thought we were on when we last talked, the best laid plans. but we're looking into what the opportunity is there and how we leverage their results. And we can look at their specific survey instrument with Noel in just a few minutes. So we would have preferred to do our own. We were working toward that end as a practical matter. It doesn't work given the circumstance. So wanted to share that with you and, you know, make sure that makes sense to everybody else too.
But so we're going to, I'm sorry.
Are we still talking about doing the other parts of the survey,
yes,
the other two legs on our own?
Yes.
So those will be Rockland specific.
Yes. So the other two legs of the stool, the business outreach and the land-based tourist experience, and to the extent we get our hands on the data, the analysis of the data that the Office of Tourism is coming up with would be our own consultant to do that work. So to get to David's point, we're looking at USM for that work, and a few different reasons for it. One, they're not working with the cruise industry. They haven't been doing these sorts of studies elsewhere. UMaine Orono had in the past, but USM hasn't, to the best of our knowledge. They're willing to work with us substantially on price. I can tell you we talked to private sector as well, and it was like three times what, you know, as people are ballparking for us, what's involved. And it's expensive because you need to get people on the ground in Rockland, and USM can use students to help with that work. So we've been brainstorming with them about how to make this work and asking them to look at the survey instrument that the state's using and advise us on how it works for Rockland, and it's been a good partnership so far. So just wanted to share where that was. The second issue is, so last time we met, there was a great discussion of, you know, brainstorming of what sorts of things might we want to learn about economic impact that would help you in your work. And in the course of that discussion, as in any good brainstorming, there were a wide range of things suggested. Some narrowly focused on economic impact, and some went broader, thinking that it might be an opportunity for the city to get additional data, or it might be an opportunity for some other purpose. In the interest of time, because we've only got, you know, 2 weeks to pull this together with multiple parties, and in sort of deference to on a cruise issue, there are many different stakeholders who might have an idea about how questions should be framed. As a practical matter, I think we're recommending staying focused narrowly on economic impact, because there are pretty standard ways of framing those questions and working through how to get as much detail as possible that you guys brainstormed last time as we can, working with the data that becomes available to us and the option that becomes available to us.
So they're just going to be surveying for the current economic impact?
The state?
Is the survey, is the information that the city is looking for just based upon getting current economic impact, or is it going to be thinking, well, this is what it's going to be costing us down the road to have these folks here? In other words, are they surveying the current economic impact, or are they also doing a forward-looking, and in order to have this kind of thing happening in our city, these are the costs we're going to be incurring?
Oh, no, that's a good point. So they're looking at the economic impact of the spending,
okay,
and the land-based tourist experience and the economic impact of the land-based tourists.
So they're
that some
a bit
have
more
suggested would be at risk. There are other aspects of economic impact, you know, city costs, city revenues, and so forth.
But they're not part of it, right?
No.
That aren't part
of
this,
okay,
but likely, I imagine, will be part of your information gathering and policy discussion when you do your work. But the purpose of this little piece is the third party.
And who's going to make this decision in the end? To go ahead with either the original survey or the Franken survey, the one that's got parts of the state and one of ours together. Who will make that decision in the end? The city? The council?
I think the original survey isn't practical to pursue at this point because the state survey is happening at the same time. Okay. And Tom flagged that with council last night because council had asked staff to pursue it, and we wanted to make sure they understood what we ran into and what we're pursuing as the alternative.
Whether the council come down on that, if they did.
I think a lot of what we said is we were going to leave it to the city manager and the development director to come up with what they thought was going to be the best use of our money. But I think there was also some discussion that the council couldn't vote on something like that because it wasn't it was just an agenda setting meeting, it wasn't real, and that we were going to turn to this committee to get some input to give back to Noel and the administration of the city to make sure that it happened the most efficiently it can. So one of the reasons that Julie's bringing this to us is to get some more input from you.
And to share what the survey instrument is from the state and look together at how closely it matches what you said you wanted to learn and where it doesn't match to see where we can focus our efforts in seeing what's possible with the state. You know, we don't know yet. Can they tweak a question for us and still get a statistically significant sample, and if so, you know, what additional cost might there be?
Right.
So we need to have additional discussions with them, and we need to miraculously pull all this together, which I think we can.
Yeah.
We had a great call with both the state's consultant and USM today to talk about, okay, is this really feasible, and how can we make it work? But we think are looking for a nod from all of you that, yeah, we find ourselves in this position and we'll do the best we can with it and provide what advice you can to help us think through some of the issues as we go.
So are they going to, there's what, two more cruise ships, is that where they're going, or one more big cruise ship?
So there's a bunch of different sized cruise ships that will be here between the end of September and into October.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you can extrapolate from a few ships to, say, you get 20 ships, the
right.
impact.
So I'm
just wondering how they're going to handle that from a few ships to see what the impact of a bigger. Because I think once a town gets it says it's a cruise ship town, it may have different dynamics.
Let's hit the high bullet points of where we are in the process. And so, first of all, as long as we all understand that the topic of cruise ships is a big topic, and we talked about at the last meeting, we're going to bring that up. And I think even at the last meeting, we discussed the fact that this particular survey is only one set of data in a much larger discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll roll off the flip chart in a second, but sort of reflect on that brainstorming session we had. There's going to be some things on that list that we want to just make sure we capture, and then when we get to the topic of cruise ships, in the spirit of what we're doing for every single topic, which is let's make sure we have all the data that we can get for a particular topic so we can all have a common understanding of where we are, we're going to try to do that. The reality of where we are in this situation is that there's a short window of opportunity to try to capitalize, well, I'll say, maybe the wrong word, but on the capture a set of data that's focused on what the council asked the staff to do, which is the economic impact of cruise ship passengers. And we've also discussed the idea, as Julie mentioned, there's other elements of that economic impact from land-based tourism to business owners. And so what we're trying to do, and I'll give you the high-level summary is, first of all, have conversations with, we know now that the state of Maine, through the Office of Tourism, is doing a survey of cruise ships up and down the coast. And so their data and their survey instrument, which I'll hand out in just a second, is essentially, the way that they're surveying is based on the fact that they are hitting all these cruise ships, and some of them hit the same port, you know, different ports, but it's the same cruise ship. So they've devised a system so that they're not overly surveying
the same group of people
in every port. But when we talked to them today, they said, you know, because we were concerned that the data from a statewide perspective might not be as specific as we want it to be for Rockland. So can you revise your survey methodology so that you're getting a statistically significant sample size for Rockland using either the same set of questions or a slightly modified set of questions? So we're working on the details of that right now. What Julie mentioned was, and we talked about this the last time, is that their actual survey instrument, which I'll hand out right now, is pretty much the same as...
It's pretty much the same.
It's from an economic development survey. It's pretty much the same kinds of questions as USM has started to previously develop for us anyway. So those questions are questions that...
This is the state survey, the Office of Tourism
survey.
This is the Office of Tourism survey.
So I don't know, you probably won't be able to see this right now, but this is basically the bullet. This is the flip chart, the summary of the flip charts that we talked about last time.
Yeah, it's a little small.
It's a little small. But all of these questions up here...
Why don't you read them so that people can see them?
Are passengers getting off the ship? Where are they go and how much do they spend? Where are they spending money? Demographics. Those are covered in this particular survey. What we're going to be talking to them about is kind of this one right here, and that gets to your question. How do you compare different size ships coming in? And so we're talking to them about how you sample and get a statistically valid sample and give us some data on different size ships.
Of course, I'm not just talking sizes, but also numbers.
Yep.
Because you need more infrastructure.
Right.
Yeah, all they're capturing is the spending and economic impact of the spending on a per passenger basis. But the larger question that you're raising isn't part of this survey, but is certainly part of what you, I imagine you would consider down the road.
We're just taking the future costs of having this industry.
But I do think that's, you know, if that's an important topic to consider as part of this discussion, we ought to put that on the list to make sure that we think about, you know, what is the infrastructure necessary and how does that reflect, you know, whatever.
You know, to be absolutely honest, I would be far more, this is just speaking for me, I would be far more interested in a Rockland-focused survey that talks about the future costs over time, the kind of spending the city's going to have cruise ships.
But that's not a survey, is it?
It's an investigation.
I mean, that's an investigation. I think that's something we have to do.
I think that would be far more interesting.
Yeah.
We need to move forward with that.
Part of what Matt's going to help us with, I think, is go through the cost of maintaining the Republic Landing the way it is, the cost of building a new one, whether we have to do that, whether it's just for cruise ship passengers, or whether we do it anyhow, do we have to add infrastructure?
Yeah,
those costs are broader.
Yeah, and that's all well within your purview to consider.
Yeah.
So the specific thing you were talking about is what the city council asked to do.
Yeah. And we took that out of order only because your planning horizon is roughly a year. The larger ships come here only in September, October. So in order for you to have the results, we need to capture something this fall. Otherwise, we would have left the discussion until you discuss the larger issue later. So, you know, if you could just indulge us on economic impact only for now, because we need to move, staff needs to move forward with doing something, we want to be in close coordination with you, and we recognize that it's, you know, one piece of a much larger pie will identify and consider.
Yeah. Are the American cruise ship lines included in this?
So what we were hoping to do is... I could leave it to you if you want.
No, you're going.
The reason I ask is because with that last the ordinance you passed, that was passed, they didn't define basically American cruise ship lines as cruise ships. So
we thought about looking at, you know, you can only do so many segments and have enough respondents likely for a statistically significant sample. So we thought, well, gee, should we do them the kind of 0 to the under 500 is one class, and the over the 500 to whatever the cap was, council put on 3,000 as the other. So the distinction that policymakers in Rockland have already made, and then just see the difference in the spending pattern. Some have suggested, for example, that on the smaller ships you'd have higher spending per passenger, therefore you get more from a smaller ship than you think than the larger, and it would just be a way to look at it. And they're already surveying smaller ships as part of their methodology.
Well, yeah, so. also the Independence here is basically here 2 days, and the large ones are here for 12 hours, something like that. So.
Yes.
You got a question?
So it'll be interesting to see, is there a difference? What is the difference? Yes, ma'am?
I don't know if we want to talk about this right now, but I'm just curious about this validation purposes section at the end, and if that is not signed, whether the data is then tossed out. Because I feel like that could be, I wouldn't want to put my phone number or email. I'd be happy to fill out a survey, but if you asked me for that, I would be less likely. Anyway,
but this is the
detail.
One. This is the one that the Office of Tourism is going to use, right?
They're already using it.
Okay. And do you know if the data is valid without their signatures? And
don't know. We didn't get to that level of detail yet.
That's a good question.
So I've got a suggestion.
We were trying to get it. Could we get the data?
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
First of all, we get the idea that there's a certain window when this is going to happen, and it's going to be like now, right?
We only have two large ships coming. One starts the 25th.
So if city council wants to know what we think, whether we ought to go with what we can get, sometimes you don't always get the best, right? We end up going with what we got. Does anybody on the committee object? To saying we'd be happy to work with what we get. Is that okay?
We'll do the best we can
for
you.
We'll do the best we can with what we got. But, I mean, the technical staff know more about this than we do. We're not going to make a final decision.
I don't think you can answer that now.
No, we can't. But,
council has asked what would
the committee say? And this is probably going to be our only chance to say it.
Well, I think they should be certainly giving it a try.
I think we should.
There's no harm to lose.
Do we want to make a motion?
I make a motion that you go ahead and do your survey.
Thank you, and we'll do the best we can to capture
somebody
the sorts
second.
Of things
any
you
seconds,
for.
Any
Sorry.
Seconds?
Well, I thought it was already dictated by the...
No, they want to know our opinion.
Yes, so we need to vote on that.
So, any discussion about whether we want to give our moral support to this two survey process, given that there's not a lot of choices going on here, folks. But City Council wants to hear that we love what they're doing, and it's right that we support them if they're going to try and support us.
Yes,
I think it should. It's especially by a strong. This is what the sample, an explanation of the sample. Limitations of the sample.
Yeah, and in fact, that's part of what we were talking to USM about. You know, to the extent that they can't get the data to do the analysis directly, although we're hoping at some level they can, if they can't, that they will advise us on the strengths and weaknesses of what we can get our hands on, and that'll be part of what comes to you.
We may not get everything that we were going to get originally, but we're going to have to go with what we're going to get.
And we'll do our best for you.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I got a question about the form.
You know, David, this form is not ours to choose.
Well, I just still have a question from.
Yeah, but this is the state form.
Yeah, but I have.
Sure.
When you compare passengers, is there a way of telling how many passengers were on that ship? So you can see what part of that.
We could go back into our records if we want.
Yeah.
We actually asked that question today. We
So
do you want to like take the motion and then we can answer?
Yeah, I think we got a motion on the floor.
I want to make sure.
Any other questions connected to the motion?
I want to make sure I'm clear with the motion.
Okay.
Yes.
Who made the motion? Do you want to restate it?
I motion that the survey that is before us go forward.
Yeah, because it's all the only choice we have.
That's correct.
But we do understand that it's the only choice we have, and we're willing to support use of it.
We need to do something, so this is it.
Yeah.
Perhaps with whatever accommodation that we are able to get consistent with your...
Let me ask a clarifying question about the motion, then, please.
Go ahead.
I get that it was seconded. And what we're voting on, I mean, this is going to go forward whether or not we approve or condone. So we're basically, it sounds like the motion is we're not objecting. We're not necessarily supporting, but we're not objecting to this.
Well, I think we're accepting.
We're interested in the information.
We're accepting.
Okay.
We're accepting the inevitable as cheerfully as we can.
Just to follow up, by approving this and saying this is the one we're going to get doesn't mean we're not leaving ourselves open in the future to try to track down all of the other information that we want. What you're talking about, the impact of, not the impact of how much we make from the passengers, but the impact of how much passengers might cost the city is a very important part that's not included in the survey, but this doesn't mean that we're saying, oh, no, we don't need that information. That's going to be a very important part of the other half of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, whatever we obtain through this is going to be considered and weighted like every other bit of information we get. So once it's done, we're going to review it, and the council will review it, and we'll give it whatever weight it should be accorded.
Absolutely.
If it seems like it has some flaws, then we'll consider that in our final determination.
Absolutely.
But... it's no different than anything else that's going to come before us.
Great.
Absolutely. Any other discussion, questions, observation? David, did you? I know you didn't get an answer to your question.
Of course, they answered it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for a vote? All those in favor of accepting the inevitable?
That's ominous.
That's ominous.
Great.
But we appreciate your support because we're doing the best we can with the situation we have.
Yeah.
That's a few moving parts. And our USM contact is on vacation for a week, so it took a little time to figure that out, too. So anyway.
We're doing our best.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to do a little time check because it's 8 o'clock.